This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. But don't let the lack of fantastical parallel universes get you down. It's a beautiful Earth day. The sky is filtering out most other spectral wavelengths, leaving it a lovely shade of blue. The ground isn't yet erupting into white-hot mercury geysers, because that's still a few years off in your timeline. And the birds are content to stay in the trees and sing, rather than chase people around and consume them whole, because they haven't been dinosaurs for a long time, even though they originally were. Don't at me, bro. So enjoy the fact that birds aren't trying to kill you. Although, wow, if a virus emerged from the melting permafrost that mutated all present Earth creatures back to their original form, what a thematically satisfying conclusion to this planet that would be. But in the meantime, sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 7 years and 2 weeks ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload this podcast recorded here in the tavern, the strange familiar, at the foot of what was formerly the unnameable mountain, but recently named, I'm sorry, John, I'm so bad with names. What was the...
Oh, it's now called Slobodan.
So is it Slobodan? Oh, and you know, I still don't think the mountain likes that name, because I feel like we feel a little bit of an earthquake every time we say that name.
Yeah, did you feel that just now?
I did.
Wow, was that me or you?
I don't know. We should, if this was Earth, we would just get on Twitter and just start talking about it. Like, I don't know. I don't need to talk too much about Earth stuff.
Sure. Yeah, well, it's funny you brought up Slobodan, Arnie, because, yeah, it is that name is spreading through the town like wildfire. Well, there's also a wildfire in town, but the name is spreading as well. And so I thought I'd come to you, Arnie, my best bud, my good pal, Clinky Pinkies. Say it.
Okay. Well, Sean, I didn't want to bring this up, but...
Yeah?
You know that the pinky ring you got me that is constantly shrinking and there's no way to reverse that?
Uh-huh.
I can't find it.
Oh.
Nor can I find my pinky.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. But, like, my hand seems okay.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that there's no pinky there anymore.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah, I don't know if you know this, but the pinky is the balancing finger. So I don't see any handstands in your future.
Yeah, or past.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does. It does.
Okay.
I would, you know, look, I'm going to try my best to find the ring and my pinky, but if I'm being honest, I didn't use it that much. Don't drink a lot of tea all fancy. Like, what would I use my pinky for?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess high fives if you meet other humans or humanoids.
Mm-hmm.
Pinky's out.
Can I be honest with you, Chun?
I've never
given a high five in my life and truly meant it.
You've never given a sincere high five?
Hey, what? They're not like openly ironic high fives. I'm just like, I feel like I'm pretending a little bit.
Oh, so you're one of those down low too slow motherfuckers, huh? One of those psych and then slick back the sides of your hair pieces of shit. Oh, I dealt with you in high school.
John, we never really delved into your high school experience, but...
I'm just saying, is it so wrong to want to press together your palms rapidly? Mm. Why do you have to fool someone? It's not cool to fool.
I feel like so much of you is coming into focus just right now. Like, I feel like I'm understanding you a little bit better, Chun.
Well, it just sucks because I came to you with an idea for Slobodan, and then in the middle of that idea, somehow we started talking about your disappearing pinky, and now we're here
I'm just a mess. You're right. Slobodan, your idea involving the mountain is much more important than my pinky fact that much of the town is on fire. But you go.
Thank you. Yes, what I was going to say is so many people are talking about Slobodan, and I thought I'd come to you, my good bud, my best pal, Pinky Clinkies,
and I would ask
for an investment because I thought what we could do is open up a ski shop on the top of the mountain. Hear me out. It's called Slope On Down Slobodan.
Okay.
Now, everybody wants to hit the slopes, right?
Yeah.
Get some of that nice, nice fresh powder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we build some sort of ski resort or some sort of ski school on the mountain, and we watch the money as it flows in.
Sure. Chun, can I ask, why is it the more upset you are with me and the more you want me to take you seriously in the conversation, the more likely it is that you ask me for money for an investment at the end of that conversation?
Oh, I see. You're going to say psych. You're going to hold out your money and say psych and pull it back, or take your money and slick back the side of your hair with your money.
Oh, God, what happened to you in high school? Anyway, I'm so sorry, but my other co-host is dying, so I should introduce him. My other co-host, he's pretending to die, Usidore the Wizard.
I was Usidore, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The Elves knew me as Fiangalak, the Dwarves knew me as Zonin Hoogstengjis, and I was known in the Northeast as Gaswanius Maestar. And lo, since this terrible wildfire broke out earlier this week, my mind can think of nothing but how to get Arnie's pinky back. And I think I've come up with a solution.
Okay.
Here.
Hey, before you say the solution, and not to interrupt you just like Arnie did to me.
Yeah.
But Arnie's being a bit of a bully today. He told me before we started that when you say Devourer of Chaos, I should scream Cake Boss during the word chaos. He said that would be super funny, but I decided not to because Arnie's a bully.
That would never work on a podcast.
I'm sorry. That was totally my idea. I loved that joke, but I wasn't invested enough to put it on myself, so I wanted Chunt to do it, but I'm sorry.
Devourer of Cake Boss? That's funny?
I mean, funny enough for me to tell you to do it.
Sorry, Usidore, what were you coming up with?
Oh,
a solution for the pinky?
All I could think of was a way to save Arnie's pinky. Mm-hmm. And here I have devised this glove. Put on these gloves. They're big, puffy, white gloves. Only 4 fingers each.
Okay. Huh. But...
And then you have to talk like this.
Why would I want to do
that? And wear this hat with these 2 big round ears, and that soon your pinky shall grow back.
Okay, I guess I'll try it for now.
You look fucking goofy, dude.
No. Close. This reminds me of something, but I can't quite put my finger on it. Maybe because my finger's missing.
Well, that helps with his pinky, but what about his brain?
What are we going to do tonight?
You know what? I'm so excited. I have a guest.
Oh, so the same thing we always do?
Well, yeah. I mean, at least once a week, except for the frequent weeks where we forget to have a guest. And then we just do a weird one where it's just us.
So you got a guest?
Yeah, I did. And it's an old friend of ours. I mean, I say friend, but yeah, I mean, I consider him a friend. Remember when we were briefly in charge of the Velshmir army, like somewhere in season 3?
Uh-huh.
Skip me with the remember.
And then we met that magical talking crossbow, Demonte.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yes, of course.
He was friends with my dear and true love, Genlevia the Red.
Well, this weapon sitting on the table is not actually just a crossbow. It's our guest, Demonte, the talking
What's
crossbow.
What's up, y'all?
Oh, Demonte!
I've been here the whole time, man. I've been here the whole time.
The whole time.
Wonderful. I had no idea. I thought you were a regular crossbow.
I know. People, I get that literally every day.
So inauspicious.
But quite an auspicious day to have you here as our guest once again.
Oh, man, it's great to be here. I'm really glad that I was able to find you guys because, I'll be honest. I need to get to the bottom of something because I need y'all's help.
Oh, of course.
Wow. Yeah, of course, Demonte. You helped us out by taking over the Velshmir army that we were doing a bad job of running. And so we owe you at least one.
Well, Demonte, speaking of getting to the bottom of things, could I interest you in getting to the bottom of the Slobodan Mountain? Now, typically you'd have to fall down, but what if you were on two wooden sticks that carried you down at a very fast pace?
Yeah, man, that sounds kind of cool, but what if I could just be on one stick? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be cooler, like just being on one stick?
Even a wider stick, and it could be a
like
whole
a really
board.
Wide stick.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I could wear really baggy pants and be cool.
Arnie, we gotta go back to the drawing board.
Well, I'm sorry, Demonte, but in your current state, I don't think you could wear pants at all.
Yeah, that's actually one of the main reasons why I needed to find y'all.
Oh, for pants?
You need a pair of pants?
Well, I do, but I also need legs.
Oh.
I don't know if y'all remember my whole deal, but I was not always a crossbow. I used to be just a dude.
Oh, that's right.
Refresh us on your whole deal.
I was just a dude, and then the Dark Lord turned me into a crossbow.
Mm-hmm. Hate it.
Okay,
when
it was like a curse.
Yeah.
That's right.
And honestly, I was just kind of like, well, whatever. That's just my lot in life. This is how it's going to be. You know, because the only way.
You roll with the punches.
I just roll with the punches. I just, you know, I roll with the arrows, as they say in the crossroad world. basically, the whole thing is that the curse was supposed to lift when the Dark Lord died.
Oh.
And now, I don't, you know, and that's why I wanted to find y'all, because basically I dished out on leading that army. I had to bounce, man. The violence, all that stuff, old girl kept screwing the animals and stuff. I was not into that scene.
Yeah.
So I had to bounce, and I just kind of was doing my own thing, going around. I started like a little food wagon I would set up a little food wagon outside of different villages, on different nights, and you know, just make small, like, comfort food, basically, stuff like that. Just my passion.
Sorry, not to get hung up on it. Old girl, what kind of animals was she getting?
Any animal. She just didn't care. It was like, as long as it had, thick cell walls, she would be all over it.
So even like
a
sequoia.
Chant, you know Genlevia. She's the wizard of nature to nurture. She loves everything about nature, and she makes love to everything about nature.
It's messed up, man. I think maybe on the page it sounds cooler than in reality. In reality, it's like an upsetting thing to come home to every night and try to be like, hey, we're supposed to be working on these battle plans, and she's like going down on like a shrub.
Yeah.
So, Yes. So I bounced out of there, but you know, I digress. So there I am. I'm closing down my food wagon for the night. You know, sold out of all my delicious treats.
Really? So it was doing well. Good business.
Doing great. I mean, you know, it's just made a living wage. You know, I'm a minimalist now. You know.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is this fellow comes over with like a little like a. Weird looking guitar and starts like singing a song that's like about the news of the day or something. You know, he just like telling people everything that's going on.
Sure.
And my man said that y'all killed the Dark Lord. He said it was like that's what he told me.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I was like, I was at first, true. I was like, oh, that's great. And then I like stop. I go, hold up. Like, why am I still a crossbow then? Mm. You know?
Hmm.
I'm like, that's weird, you know? Yeah. And so, like, I was like, well, yo, I, you know, and look, I will say there are some, if you take a close look, you can kind of see there's like a little, like, I got a fingernail growing out of the tip of the crossbow. Yeah. You know,
so like it's like some, you're mostly crossbow, but as we
I'm look, mostly crossbow.
But as we look more closely, like really closely, there's some other stuff going on.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's a nose or a thumb down there at the bottom.
I guess there's a third option that I'm a little concerned about.
There's definitely skin. I don't know what it is. Uh-huh. But that's why I just want to meet up with y'all because I figured, okay, this must be like some kind of fake news thing because clearly the Dark Lord can't be dead. Otherwise, I would be, you know, back to being a dude.
DeMonte, I now make this my number one priority to get to the bottom of this mystery. But first, I just want to know, what's the name of your food truck?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
The name of my food truck?
Yeah.
Well, you know, basically it is, I did like toasts, like different types of toasts.
Okay.
I would toast bread to varying degrees, from lightly toasted to very heavily toasted.
Okay.
And it was called Toast of the Town.
Oh.
Yeah. And town was spelled with an E at the end of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yes, of course. Well, what other way do you spell it?
No, an E. Chunt. E, not a no.
Oh.
E, no, an E.
E.
E. E, not a O.
Can I ask, and again, like, we're going to get to the thing about your curse and that you feel like something's wrong with it and that maybe the Dark Lord isn't really dead. But about your food truck, how is it being a reanimated crossbow and having a food truck, like, does that help in your business or hurt in your business?
You know what? The thing is, it's always about getting that first customer because, you know, first people don't even realize somebody's working behind the counter. You know, they just are like, oh, the person must have just took off and left all this bread with a crossbow back there.
Yeah.
But then, you know, when I like start talking and stuff, they're like, oh, snap.
Yeah.
And usually they're a little scared, but if you get one customer, and I'm going to tell you, man, my toast is good. I don't put nothing on it, no butter, no jam, nothing, just straight warmed up bread.
Just the bread. Huh. Never heard somebody brag about not putting jam or butter on toast.
No, I don't put nothing on this toast.
And it's so good. It's just that good.
And if somebody tried to bring stuff to the cart and put their own stuff on the toast, they're 86. They're out of there.
Interesting.
That's not allowed.
So you take bread, and then through applying heat, you take almost all of the moisture out of that bread, and then you don't replace it with any other
absolutely
moisture.
Not. Absolutely not. It's just crispy and warm bread.
That sounds delicious to me.
It's great.
I've often found that butter on a piece of toast is quite ostentatious and unnecessary. And it draws away from the delicious, dry texture of the toast.
I agree. That's the whole reason, you know, one of the whole reasons I started the food cart.
But I can understand your conundrum, because if I walked up to a toast cart and there was a crossbow sitting there, I would assume that's a booby trap and that someone was trying to kill me with a crossbow by luring me in with toast.
Or maybe at first you think you're going to buy toast, then you see the crossbow, and then you think you're being robbed. And like, do people ever overpay? Like, do they suddenly like give you all of their money?
Because they think that I might murder them?
Well, yeah, I mean, they're suddenly they have like a crossbow, like looking him in the face.
Yeah, no, definitely people will definitely, you know, start going, well, you know, hey, I just wanted to, you know, buy the toast, man, and no hard problems. And I'm like, hey, man, this is my face. This is how I talk, you know, and, you know, so yeah, there's definitely people out there who are just predetermined to be scared of me, you know, and no matter what I do. But hey, you know what? That's the life in our crazy world, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty gross that people are scared of weapons.
It's not cool, man.
It's not cool. You know? I definitely want to get to the bottom of this mystery about the Dark Lord, but I also wanted to know, what types of breads do you use other than just slices of bread? Do you do bagels? Do you do pita? What sort of range of bread, like loaves
of white bread.
Just loaves of white bread. Okay.
Yeah. Huh. Loaves of white bread. We got a little. I'll do some wheat bread. You know, I stopped through this one town, and they have their own bread they do. It's kind of a sour bread, and so I use some of that.
Why is it sour, though?
Huh?
Why is it sour,
I don't know. It's something that has to do with the dough. Makes it sour.
Ew, gross.
It's weird. It was weird. It wasn't my thing, but the people wanted it. And like I said, I'm there. You know, I'm out there trying to make, you know, make a quick, you know, some quick coin and get on my way.
The only people I know who like sour anything are kids and airheads.
Yeah.
Oh, those kids who live in the patch down the road?
Oh, yeah. Oh, those kids are so fucking weird.
No, wait. Airheads, you mean like the rock band?
Oh, yeah. There's a rock band that's, it's all kids who all they do is eat sour candy and then they write sour ass songs. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of like, I hate dad. Never coming home. It's a lot of that.
I always confuse those sour kids with the sour kids, the Lemonheads.
Oh, the Lemonheads. Yeah. That's a good band as well.
Mm-hmm. And I could sing their song. I could definitely remember one, I think. But I won't. I won't. But I'm sure I know some.
Yeah, so basically that's pretty much it. You know, not a huge variety. I try to locally source my materials for the bread. But, you know, I don't want to get into, like, bagels or pitas or any of that stuff because, you know, then people really start talking about, like, well, where's the lox? Where's the hummus? You know, all this stuff. And I'm like, buddy, get out of here. This is toast only.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Yes, so it's a very focused business. I'm very impressed that you have managed to find the audience for this particular product.
Well, you know what? My father was an entrepreneur.
Oh.
And he always told me, you know, whenever we'd roll into a town, he would kind of stroll around town and look at all the signs, all the businesses that were there, and then he'd try to think, well, what business isn't here?
Ooh,
and you know,
nice.
Pretty much everywhere you go, there ain't no toast shop.
That's true.
Excellent. I can't argue that. Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen a toast shop anywhere. I've seen a tea shop.
Mm-hmm.
You store. This is a fun game we sometimes play. Mm-hmm. You store. Say all the shops you've seen.
Okay, here I go. I've seen a bakery. I've seen a cobbler's.
You've seen Skies of Blue, Fields
I've
of Green.
I've seen Skies of Blue, Fields of Green. I've seen an upholsterer.
And those are stores. Yeah, sorry, Skies of Blue is a store and Fields of Green is a store.
Mm-hmm. I've seen an upholsterer. I've seen right next door to that a reupholsterer, which doesn't bode well. Let's see, I've seen... does a mayor's office count?
I think
so. It's not really a store, but they are selling something, I guess. Mm-hmm.
They're selling justice, right?
That's right.
Okay, I'm sorry, Demonic.
Listing shops.
Yeah, you and you keep going. I just want to speak with Chunt privately for a moment.
Yeah. With me?
Yeah. Chunt, I think we should just confess to Demonte that Zarkalord isn't dead because I can't listen to Usador name any more fucking shops.
Weapon shop?
I don't know. It's kind of interesting just because he's been around for so long and we know the list is going to be so.
Livestock?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe if it was even in alphabetical order or something so socks. I could kind of track like how far we are and how much longer it's going to go on.
Sure. Well, okay. Well, let's go to a break maybe. Demonte, we're going to take a break. But first, before we do, a toast to you. Let me just hand out this. I see your satchel here. If you don't mind, I'm going to grab some of these dry pieces of bread.
It's toast.
To Demonte, who, dry as he might, has yet to turn into a human, and for that process to soon come. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this quick bite of toast.
Oh, I get it. Toast.
Yum. Yum.
That's that toast cough.
Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
So, Damante, and we're going to get to the curse in just a second, I promise. But I have a question. Like, how's your social life? Like, what's going on with you, like, when you're not working at the toast shop?
Oh, well, you know, I mean, it's pretty labor-intensive job, you know, because I, you know, like I said, I locally source all the ingredients, I bake all the breads, I got to travel from town to town, you know, but when I have some time to get down, I like to let loose, relax a little bit, you know, kind of do my thing. Obviously, you know, dating has been tough because, you know, this curse, you know, I'm still just a crossbow, you know, so a lot of ladies aren't that into it. You know, except for some freaks, you know.
Sure.
That's how I knew I had that toenail on the top of my bow, because this one girl was like, look at that, you know, toenail, it's so sexy. And I was like, what? That sounds disgusting.
Yeah, most women would take one look at a crossbow and bolt.
Yeah, most women. But, you know, hey, it takes all kinds. It takes all kinds.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's got their kink, and I ain't here to shame anybody, except for old girl who used to work the Army with, because her kink was out of control.
Yeah, old girl.
Yeah, you mentioned going down on a shroom. Sorry, you mentioned going down on a shrub.
She did both of them. Mushrooms, shrubs, anything, man. I'm telling you, it was like, if it was organic, she was on it.
See, now I appreciate that those are in alphabetical order.
Shrooms and mushrooms?
Shrooms and shrubs.
Yeah.
Damante, looking closely, there's some hair over here and...
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, look, I'll tell you this. I know something happened to that Dark Lord. Something must have happened to it because none of this stuff would be going on with me. You know, this is not normal crossbow stuff. This is definitely human stuff.
I will say I have two theories. As a shapeshifter, I do have two theories. Number one... You are going to turn back into a human, but maybe the curse didn't specify how long. So maybe you turn back into a human over the course of like 100 years, and that's kind of fun.
Yeah, that was so crazy, because when I turned into the crossbow, it was like lickety-split. Like, it was like, blink, and I'm a crossbow all of a sudden.
Sure. Yeah, sometimes undoing curses can be tedious work. The other thing I thought might be true, and I don't want to offend you, and please correct me if I'm wrong. You know, I've come across in my travels... I've come across, you know, statues and stuff where they're like, help me, I've been turned into a statue by some evil wizard. And, you know,
a statue shop.
Oh, thank you, yes. And Yusuf or some other wizard will help try and turn the statue back into a human, and it turns out they never were a human. They just, you know, they've been around so long that they start to concoct these stories in their head of like, I must be meant for more, I might be special, I must have been something else and got turned into this thing.
So you're saying I'm not a human. That's what you're saying. It's like maybe I should just think maybe I'm just an idiot.
I'm just saying I'm looking at the hair here and I do see a little bit of glue at the base.
Well, like I did this to myself, man.
It is just a theory, and Trunt is looking out for your best interest, because that time that I turned a statue into a human who had never actually been a human. And it had to, like, use the bathroom for the first time and eat for the first time. It was very upset, and it begged me to turn it back into a statue. Begged.
I cannot wait to use the bathroom.
All right. That makes sense.
Do you go as a crossbow?
No. I have no digestive system. I'm a crossbow, dude.
So when you release an arrow, is that, like, you coming?
What? No.
When you fire an arrow, there must be some sort of release, right?
When you throw a rock, is it like you've come all over yourself?
depends on the size of the rock.
No. I'm going to go with no.
No, it's not. No, it is like, look, like I am just a straight up crossbow. Mm. Like wood, you know, some horsehair for the tension thing,
right? Sure, yeah, horsehair for the tension. Yeah.
I'm more inclined to think that you're human now because you don't know the parts of a crossbow particularly well.
Yeah,
which leads me to believe
if you were just a crossbow, you would know. Yeah.
Right? Yeah, you've been saddled with this. This is a terrible curse that's been put upon you, and I fully support you. But I have another. Sorry to ask all these needling questions. We're gonna get right to that Dark Lord thing, but. You're saying that shooting the arrow is like throwing a rock for you, so the arrows aren't part of you.
I never felt like it. You know, again, they just sort of appear. Like, I think I want an arrow, and it appears in the, you know, in the little loading area, and it just fires.
Okay, so it's almost more equated with, like, spit. Because when I want to spit, even if I'm, and this is no offense to your toast, if I want to spit, my mouth is, like, super dry. All I have to do is be like, I want to spit, and I'll start to, my glands will start to work and produce spit, and then I can spit. So maybe that's a nice one-to-one.
Yeah, you know what? Okay, maybe shooting my arrows is kind of like coming. You're probably right. Yeah, I am by producing little pieces of myself, and I'm shooting it out on the world. Yeah.
And you're like, more of this?
You know, I jumped down your throat on that, but I think I was just being, I'm just kind of touching because, you know, I just really want to be a dude again.
Yeah,
for sure. It might even be more like when I hold my fist like this closed, and then I turn it over and I open it up, and there's always a little frog there.
Look at that.
Oh,
look at that little guy.
And that's your cup.
And this always happens?
Yeah. Every time.
Chun has a great question. Yusor, is that you coming?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you so, came at the table?
I did it again.
No, so why would you do it? Why would you
We're
do
right
it again?
Here. We're eating.
Guess who's coming at dinner? Let's do a little experiment. Why don't you close your eyes, if you have them. Not to be rude, if you have them. And what I want you to do is just think.
Yeah,
and
I see. Look here in the back. There's one eye, kind of, I think. So, yeah.
Ugh. No offense. And as you close your eyes and think, I want you to speak aloud what you're thinking of. I want you to think of what you miss most from when you were a human, your human days.
Mm-hmm.
Think and speak aloud.
Eating food.
Okay, pretty. Yeah, okay, pretty necessary.
Pooping.
Yeah, again, daily function, more of a function.
Having sex.
There we go. Okay, now we're in there.
Number three.
Sleeping.
Absolutely.
Oh, you don't sleep as a crossbow?
No.
Oh.
It's not necessary. My crossbow doesn't need to sleep.
So, but you never get tired.
No. That's like I said, that's why I'm baking bread all the time, just trying to like use up the day.
Right, that's good for a small businessman.
It's got to be almost maddening to never get a rest in that way.
I mean, if I was probably in my human body, it might be maddening because there'd be a lot of like triggers inside of me that'd be telling me that I need to go to sleep. But as a crossbow, I'm just kind of at like go time, you know, all the time, just ready to roll.
Well, as a crossbow, you do have a trigger.
On the outside of it, yeah.
That's right.
What do you, I don't think you've told us this before, pardon me if you have, what did you look like when you were a human?
Man, I was so handsome. I was the handsomest boy in town.
Just like what the statue said, Usador.
Yeah, why is it every inanimate object says that they were the handsomest? Yeah.
The statue, we said, what did you look like before? And he was this little, and this statue was nasty. The statue was like, oh, I was 7'2", super handsome, absolutely chiseled, just like I am now, 12-inch dick, like abs, like just really, just like everyone I think sees themselves differently, I guess, but...
In the statue's defense, as we established earlier, it was never really actually human before, so it just said things that sounded good to it.
Sure.
You know, if I had ever been human and not a wizard who just appears in the shape of a human, then I would probably have some pretty convoluted ideas about what humanity does too.
Sure.
Yeah, no, I was the prettiest boy in town. I had like, you know, probably 13-14-inch dick. Lots of hair on my head, like just a full head of hair.
Yeah, that's one of the places it goes.
And, you know, just really broad shoulders.
I like that you went face, genitals, hair, shoulders.
Barbershop.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Also, that reminds me, I need to pick up a bottle of genital and shoulders. You know that shampoo I like, Arnie?
For sure.
Yeah. Keeps the dandruff out of there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before,
where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Well, I guess we... Isidore, is there any spell to hasten the undoing of a curse, or...?
There certainly is. And it's certainly
well,
not
but
it's
also
problem.
Possible this guy could just not be dead, you know? That's what I'm thinking.
No.
I guess my thing is like...
That's not possible.
I was thinking about starting a podcast where I kind of broke down. I think that this might be a hoax, you know? And,
No.
Yeah. So I was like going to start kind of like, you know, just a short series of podcasts, kind of, you know, going out trying to figure out if the Dark Lord actually is dead or not.
Arnie, that's the last thing we need.
I know there's so many people in Foon that are just ready to, like, sink their teeth into a conspiracy theory.
And the Dark Lord just started that Theranos company before we killed him.
Well, here's what I'll say. And I'm just, I'm thinking. Aha. Here's, I think, is what's going on, DeMonte. You know, they say, the great minds of Foon, they say, you're not truly dead until the last time someone speaks your name. And here we are, four goofs, and we keep saying the Dark Lord over and over and over.
What a bunch
so
of
that's
goofs.
Keeping him alive. So maybe if we all stop saying Dark Lord, then he'll truly be dead.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. Probably can't do a podcast then.
DeMonte,
Chunt, could you excuse Usur and I for a second? And while we're gone, Chunt, do you mind just naming all the stores you've seen?
Okay. Yes.
Usidor.
The Abracadabra store.
Usidor.
There was the calligraphy store.
Usidor, stop listening to the stores.
Sorry, these are fascinating.
No, they're not.
The store, which is where I first found about
what is
genitals
it?
And shoulders.
I'm so sorry.
Fuck store. There was Grandma's house, which is kind
of... No, I can't stop listening to these.
Wait, your grandma had her own store? DeMonte, did you hear this? His grandmother had her own store.
What's that? Sorry, I stepped away.
Oh, no. Chunt's grandmother had her own store, apparently.
Wait a minute. You stepped away? DeMonte, you stepped away?
I got a foot! Oh, what the hell? I got one foot!
Usidor, let's walk a little bit further away for a second. Usidor.
Really
is there anything that you can do? Obviously, the Dark Lord is really alive, but can you, like, magically just reverse this curse?
There was the kite still.
I suppose I can try. I don't know that I'll get DeMonte back to the way he was before, because I'm not really undoing the curse. I would just be kind of re-putting a curse on top of the curse. So I wouldn't really be turning him from a crossbow back into a human. I'd be turning the human that is a crossbow into a new human. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like a game of telephone or something.
Exactly. Let's go back over there and I'll see what I can suss out.
Man, I'm just tapping my foot.
It's a very attractive foot. You said when you were still human for no reason, what color were your eyes?
Blue. Blue is the sky.
Blue is the sky, of course. And your hair was this sort of beautiful, dark, brownish black that I see here. Tuft of hair.
It was just like that, but a bunch of it.
What if perhaps, for no reason at all whatsoever, we all decided to prick our fingers and pour a little blood into the middle of the table. Wouldn't that be fun?
That sounds like great fun. Here we go. Get my claw.
I don't have a finger. I just got this one foot, though. You could prick this one foot.
Toe will work just as well as a finger. Yeah. And then we could open the windows and see the sunlight shining through here and this, you know.
Oh, sorry, I farted. Is that why you're saying that?
Yeah, that's it. I wanted to air it out in here a little bit to Monte, no reason. Mm-hmm. We can see the sun setting in now, the perfect time of day, the golden hour.
Beautiful out there.
The golden hour that is most filled with power. Let us now here see this crossbow, who once was a human man, come forth and no longer be in this form. I demand, ye goddesses, that you here curse him to be human once more.
Oh, there's hair growing out of the top of the crossbow. And another foot. But just a foot.
Think about the most beautiful human you've ever seen.
Oh, I'm just a two now. I'm just 2 feet of hair and a crossbow. Oh.
Oh, and there's teeth coming out of the bottom of the wood.
Oh, oh, it's still going. It's still going.
Oh, my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Oh my god. Oh. Oh.
DeMonte?
How do I look?
Like a crossbow with the most beautiful hair and 2 big old feet.
Oh.
Here. I've got a mirror here. Do you want to take a look?
Oh my god.
That's pretty close, right?
I feel like I look like a cartoon character.
What?
Well, that's all right. That's all right.
Your lips to God's ears.
Here.
All right. So I got a couple feet and a bunch of hair.
Arnie, give him some
teeth
legs.
And one eye.
Give him some legs.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
Oh, Arnie, give him some legs.
You love it.
I love it. You know, all this time, and while I was talking to you guys, I was thinking that. Although I've thought so much about being human again, I did enjoy a lot about being a crossbow. Mm. I could shoot arrows anytime I wanted. I didn't have to sleep. Yeah. And now I can move around a little bit easier. Looks like I got like one eye down there. Maybe it'll start working. I got all this fuzz. All that stuff could only help me make my toast.
That's true.
I think this is the best solution for me.
To be a human crossbow hybrid.
A crossbow.
The car crossbow.
I'm a crossbow.
He's a crossbow.
I'm a crossbow.
Yeah. I'll see you at the crossbow.
You won't be lonely.
I really do miss my Uncle Charles. Have I ever told you, Arnie, about my Uncle Charles?
No.
Oh, another time. Another time.
Well, a round of drinks for the table while we take a break.
Yeah, like you said, it's a power hour, so we,
DeMonte, drinks on me. What do you want to put your teeth into?
Just a nice IPA.
Mm-hmm.
Very well. Ales for the entire table.
Well, why don't we, and DeMonte, if you don't mind sticking around for this, why don't we read some emails, both from our listeners, who can email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. But also our patrons who join the Magic Tavern Patreon at patreon.com/magictavern also send us in messages. And I definitely remembered that easily. Here's one. You know, we've been getting a lot of messages for Usador recently because, you know, he's dying. Here's one. Hello, Magic Tavern friends. I've been listening since season one, but I've fallen behind on episodes, so I'm catching up now. I got my mum into the podcast, too. Fun fact, when my mum or I miss a call from one another, instead of leaving a useful voicemail with the reason why we called, we recite Usador's name in full. It started off as a joke, but it's now a regular part of our life. I love the podcast and all of you, Violet. Thank you, Violet.
Oh, thank you, Violet. Here's everyone's drinks. I just got back to the table.
Oh, thank you.
Well, that's a lovely sentiment, and what a wonderful way to imbue me with even greater power than by reciting my names.
Here's another email.
Okay.
Wait, Arnie, I have one.
Oh, sure.
This is from Isaac and Lily. You can always email me at chuntwith6t's@gmail.com.
Oh, Isaac, chunt?
Yeah?
Chunt? Is it written in the form of a script so I know which parts are Isaac and which parts are Lily?
Yeah. So Isaac says, hello, Chunt. And then Lily says, I was very happy to hear that you had an email address. And then Isaac said, I'm very excited for the opportunity to speak with you. My wife and I just started listening to Arnie's show. Huh, funny they called it
I don't care
show.
For that.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And we love hearing about Thune. And then Lily says, what has been your favorite thing to be out of everything you've been? Thank you. Okay. Well, Isaac and Lily, thank you for writing in. My favorite thing I've been, I think, is present.
Wow. That's already, deep. That's deep.
That's yeah, really and already, novel. You taught me that.
Yeah.
You told me that I should start listening to understand versus listening to respond.
Yeah.
And I feel like I really do that.
Sure. What were we talking about?
Arnie, do you...
How's your drink, DeMonte? Can you actually taste any of it? We did you pour some?
I mean, I'm just kind of pouring it onto what I think are taste buds. I'm not sure what these little nut things are, but I can't really taste it just yet. But I'm just having yet. A blast. I'm having Great. A blast just tapping my foot along.
That's all that matters.
Also, it occurs to me that we don't really know what parts you do and don't have internally. So consuming this alcohol, like, who knows what's going to happen on the other side of this experience?
Hey, man. Got to go for it. Only way to get past it is to get through it. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
I met some young people who said you only live once.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sounds like something a young person would say. Probably those fucking sour kids.
Oh, here's an email. Hey, Arnie, Chunt, and Blue Dude. Big fan, all caught up. Oh, that's great. And was giving the podcast another listen through and came across someone who can call you on your BS about defeating the DL. If DeMonte... Oh, this talks about DeMonte. If DeMonte hears the Dark Lord has been defeated...
there we go. He's going to live for another year.
What's that? Oh, wait, what? What was that all about?
Oh, you know what? This. Thank you for your email, Anthony. Thanks for sending it in. I can't read this whole
thing.
He
just ended it.
He just ended it there. Thanks, Anthony. Don't be a narc.
That's weird.
Don't die. Don't be a narc. That's what we always say.
What's email?
Well, it's like letters. You know how we write letters and birds carry them from one place to another. Well, on Arnie's world...
Or like that guy who played the guitar and told me that the Dark Lord was murdered.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, oh, there you go. You're keeping him alive with his name.
That's true.
Oh, my bad.
Arnie has that on his world, but it's done with like lightning.
Yeah, it's like letters written
dangerous.
In light. Exactly. It's like letters written in lightning that you can ignore for up to 10 to 12 days.
The people in your world can ignore lightning words?
They try to. Yeah. They try to get to lightning zero if they can. But I like to think of it as an email as a wish your heart makes.
That's kind of cool.
Okay. Not deep, but cool.
Well, DeMonte, I'm very happy that you're happier than you were when you got here and that you're beginning
good.
To take a different form and enter a new phase of your life. And I hope your business continues to succeed.
I feel great, you know what? And you know what? I love this town. I love this mountain. I think I'm just going to keep my food cart here for a while.
Okay. Right.
Just to kind of hang out. So if you guys ever want some toast, it's on me.
Oh, how generous.
Good to know. Yeah.
I'll be by tomorrow morning.
Great.
I'm a bit of a foodie myself, a bit of a gourmand. So I might even give you a quote if you want to put it on your food cart. It's like a mouthful of sand.
Oh, okay.
Chunt, the shapeshifter.
Thank you.
Feel free.
Thank you very much.
It's like eating out a desert.
Okay.
How about butter is for assholes?
Now that's my kind of quote.
Ooh.
But you know what? Now, then you're going to get confused. On the other side of Nibble Bottom, there's that buttered asshole cart. So I don't know.
Oh, I'm familiar.
Usador, I have a quick question for you. Are there any?
Oh. Buttered asshole shop.
Tadpole store.
But Usador, are there any potential side
effects?
Both,
they're both just listing stores, dude.
walking
Every
store.
Time.
Let's see. Fancy hat store. Fancy shoe store.
They just both listed stores away.
Yeah.
Oh, Crate and Carol.
You know what, DeMonte, I can't handle these two
Pier
anymore.
Two.
Do you want to maybe go across the street and see if there's another tavern we can hang out at?
Yeah, man, let's go get lit.
Yeah, let's catch up. All right. Usador, Chunt, they're not even listening to me. I'll see you guys next week.
What? Oh, yeah. Dog store. Cat store.
What else was there? Worst Buy. Where it's just people unloading shit onto you for terrible prices.
Sears and 5 Point Buck. Chase Bank.
Oh, that's where they take your money and run?
Yeah, I hated that place.
I've heard that some podcasts end on a punchline. I wonder what that must be like. Wizard's Choice Award nominee, Usador the Blue, was played by Matt Young. Chunt, the talking badger, and come to think of it, the badgering talker, was played by Adol Refai. DeMonte, the talking crossbow, was played by special guest Colton Dunn. You may know him from Superstore or the podcast Voyage to the Stars. I only know him as the man I paid $500,000 to hunt down the people who had stolen one of my porcelain figurines. Follow Colton on Twitter, @CaptainDope. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. I think we all agree it would be needless pandering to list supporters by name, so I won't waste your time talking about people like Jen Finn, Darby, Jacob Sweeney Samuelson. Oh, we're back to the hyphenated last name, Jacob. I guess someone learned how to apologize. Tron McGivern, Alexander Regal, Benjamin Jones, and Phoebe James. One of the unfortunate side effects of supporting our show is people like Steve McHugh, Dante, Randy Barrett, and Corey Johnson get all sorts of bonus content each month, including at least 2 all-new bonus episodes. Plus, we keep throwing old Stitcher Premium spin-off series onto the Patreon at frankly an alarming rate. Last week, we added all 8 episodes of Earth Games Season 2. You know, in case you want to hear Arnie and Chunt play Zork with a giant toe. I'm not playing a clip of it. No, I'm not. So, you'll just have to sign up at patreon.com/magictavern to hear it for yourself. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Refai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Chris Rathjen. Ryan DeGiorgi not only contributed nothing to this broadcast, but is actively rooting for our failure. What a shell of a person. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
What else was there? I think that's it. Usador, I think we named them all.
We did it. Well, Arnie.
You know what, Usador?
Somebody has killed Arnie.
No. He probably just left. And you know what?
What?
Give me a high five, motherfucker.
High fives. We did it again.
Yeah! Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.